Welcome to the 40th installment of Better Read, an experiment and a sporadic series, by Greg.org, to transform art-related texts into handy, entertaining, and informative audio, typically made using only a computer-generated voice. In the summer of 1997, while attending Sundance Institute in Utah, artist Tacita Dean set out to find Robert Smithson's Spiral Jetty, which had recently re-emerged, intermittently, from the receding waters of the Great Salt Lake. The Utah Arts Council faxed Dean 2 pages of directions to Spiral Jetty. She reproduced an image of the fax on her audio cassette edition, trying to find the Spiral Jetty, and she preserved the fax as an artwork in itself. When I went to the Spiral Jetty in August 1994, I got a similar set of directions and a hand-drawn map from the rangers at the Golden Spike National Historic Monument. I did not keep it. Climate change, expanded development, and increased water use has since shrunk the lake dramatically, and threatens its very existence. The resulting year-round visibility of Spiral Jetty and its increased prominence have brought changes to the road and landscape that render the 1997 directions obsolete. They are presented here to mark the moment in history when they were applicable. 06-23-97-929 AM Fax 801-533-6196. Utah Art CNCL 002 of 004, Spiral Jetty, detailed directions. 1. Go to the Golden Spike National Historic Site, GSNHS, 30 miles west of Brigham City, Utah. The Spiral Jetty is 15.5 dirt road miles southwest of the GSNHS. To get there, from Salt Lake City, take I-80 north approximately 65 miles to the Corinne exit, just west of Brigham City, Utah. Exit and proceed 2.5 miles west, on State Highway 83, to Corinne. Proceed through Corinne, and drive another 17.7 miles west, still on Highway 83, to Lampo Junction. Turn west off Highway 83 at Lampo, and drive 7.7 miles up the east side of Promontory Pass to the GSNHS. 2. From the visitor center at the GSNHS, drive 5.6 miles west on the main dirt road running west from the center. Remember to take the county dirt road, not the railroad grade. 3.5.6 miles will bring you to an intersection. From this vantage you can see the lake, and looking southwest, you can see the low foothills that make up Rosal Point, 9.9 miles distant. 4. At this intersection the road forks. One road continues west, and the other goes south. Take the south fork. Both forks are Box Elder County Class D, maintained, roads. 5. Immediately you cross a cattle guard. Call this cattle guard number 1, including this one. You will cross 4 cattle guards before you reach Rosal Point and the Spiral Jetty. 6. Drive 1.3 miles south. Here you will see a corral on the west side of the road. Here too, the road again forks. One fork continues south along the Promontory Mountains. This road leads to a locked gate. The other fork goes southwest toward the bottom of the valley and Rosal Point. Turn onto the southwest fork, just north of the corral. This is also a Box Elder County Class D road. 7. After you turn southwest, you will go 1.7 miles to cattle guard number 2. Here, besides the cattle guard, you will find a fence but no gate. 8. Continue southeast 1.2 miles to cattle guard number 3. A fence, a gate, and a sign on the gate which reads, Promontory Ranch. 9. Another 0.5 miles will bring you to a fence but no cattle guard and no gate. 10. Continue 2.3 miles south-southwest to a combination. 06-23-97-929 AM Fax 801-533-6196. Utah Art CNCL 003 of 004. Fence, cattle guard number 4, iron pipe gate, and a sign declaring the property behind the fence to be that of the Rafter S Ranch. Here too, is a no trespassing sign. 11. If you choose to continue south for another 2.3 miles, and around the east side of Rosal Point, you will see the lake and a jetty, not the Spiral Jetty, left by oil drilling exploration in the 1950s. As you approach the lake, you will see an abandoned, pink and white trailer, mostly white, an old Army amphibious landing craft, an old Dodge truck, and other assorted trash. The trailer is the key to finding the road to the Spiral Jetty. As you drive slowly past the trailer, turn immediately to the west, passing on the south side of the Dodge, and onto a two-track trail that contours above the oil drilling debris below. This is not much of a road. In fact, at first glance it might not look to be a road at all. Go slow. The road is narrow, brush might scratch your vehicle, and the rocks, if not properly negotiated, could high center your vehicle. 12. Drive 0.6 miles west-northwest around Rosal Point, then look toward the lake. The spiral jetty should be in sight. Maps of the area. BLM 1 to 100,000 surface management maps. Available at the BLM State Office Public Room. 324 South State Street, Salt Lake City, Utah. 84111 Phone. 801-539-4001-1. Tremonton. 2. Promontory. U.S. Geological Survey. 7.5-minute series. Available at the USGS. Federal Building. 125 South State Street, Salt Lake City, Utah. 84111. Phone. 801-524-5652-1. Golden Spike Monument Quadrangle. 2. Rosal Quadrangle. 3. Rosal Point Quadrangle. For additional information, Bureau of Land Management, Salt Lake District, 2370 South 2300 West, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84119. Phone, 801-977-4300. Golden Spike National Historic Site, P.O., Box 897, Brigham City, Utah, 84302. Phone, 801-471-2209.